Previously on Algoa FM.
My studio has just gotten a whole lot brighter. In fact, over the past 30 years, after graduation films have been hugely successful both locally and abroad on the film festival circuit. In fact, they are hosting their graduation films happening on the 22nd of November at New Metro at the Boardwalk in Kapaga. I'm now joined by current AFTA students, let me put it that way, Tabiso Tsipa, Mikhlali Mbambo, and Nicole Sophocleous. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's Greek, by the way, Nicole.
Yes.
All right, great stuff. So you are our future producers / directors, etc. For the novice out there, can you just shed some light on what graduation films are all about? Let me start with you, Mr. Director. Tabiso.
So with our graduation festival, it's our last screenings for the year.
Yeah.
You know, throughout the years, we get to do these films, right? They're very small at very first, so they go about throughout the terms, and then with the graduation fest is showing our skills basically.
This is basically your thesis.
Yes, yeah. Basically it's our thesis.
This is what we've worked for all over the years, and this is the end result.
Yes.
Exactly that, sir.
So as it's Casey, leave us, sir, okay? As a viewer, you know, someone that enjoys watching movies, all we see is the end result at the end of the day. What are the fundamentals to get started with putting a short film together?
Yes. So the main thing is that saying that says teamwork makes the dream work actually true. So the first thing that you do as a producer myself, you identify the different departments and get crew members to fill those departments, mm-hmm. like cine, people to actually shoot the film, producers, people to plan how to shoot the film. You get your directors, your actors, makeup, costume, all of that. So there's these moving parts that all need to move in synergy together.
So essentially, I'm sitting with around the table with a group of producers / directors, or is it just like a singular profile? All of you doing the same thing?
We do multiple other disciplines as well. Tabiso is a director, producer, cine. He also does grading.
Oh, wow.
I do directing and producing. Nicole, you are a writer, director. Yes.
Nicole, how would you describe your roles, director versus producer? You know, in my mind, the director comes up with a script, and the producer, you know, basically his job or her job is to visualize this entire concept. Am I on the right track?
Right track, I would say. But I'm a writer director, so I'll kind of speak from that perspective, comparing to producing. So usually you would have a separate writer and director, but I've done both for our film. So the director and writer would work closely together on the script.
Yes.
But for me, I did write it and went through multiple drafts. And then obviously directing, I have to also adapt it. But with the planning, that's where the producer comes in to help bring the locations to life, to decide where we're going to film, how we're going to film, when we're going to film. All the logistics of everything the producer helped decide upon. So we, as writer-director, come up with the visual story, the creative part of it, and then they work on the practical things such as that.
Okay, so what's happening on the 22nd of November? You are screening three films.
Yes.
Just give us a brief synopsis of the three films. What's happening?
Okay, I can start. Well, our film is the AFTA Honors film. So we are a group of post-grad students that have decided to take a film and tackle the genres of drama versus drama and thriller.
Yes.
So our film is about a merchant that uses emotions as a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
So you come sell your lesser than emotions or your sad emotions or your bad days in exchange for something to numb or a potion to numb yourself. Mm-hmm. So this is very important for us because we want to touch on mental health and how every emotion, good or bad, makes up who you are at the end of the day. And we have child actors in our film. So we want to be able to also target that age group, 13 to 18, 13-year-olds to 18-year-olds, to let them know that these fundamental years, these forming years, everything that comes with good or bad ends up making you who you are at the end of the day.
And once again, don't give in to peer pressure.
Yes, definitely.
I see there's another film called Lie to Me. What is this all about?
Yes, that would be a third year film. That's my crew's film.
Okay.
Yes, our crew name is perhaps a production. And as you heard, our film is called Lie to Me. And it falls, it's a very strange thing to put under a specific genre, but we decided sort of tragic comedy because it follows a young girl, Tibello, on the cusp of high school graduation. She's busy getting ready for her matric farewell, which ties perfectly into the season right now in high school as people prepare for the matric farewell and such. But beneath it, there's a layer of something that we as the audience, we're not sure what's going on yet. We get brief, like, little clues throughout the story, what's going on. She's hiding something or she's suppressing something, which also ties into the mental health that was mentioned earlier. But in our instance, it's grief. And she pretends like nothing happened, everything's okay, which is where our comedy aspect comes into. But then the truth behind this false narrative comes to light.
I'm loving the undertones that are manifesting during your films, because at the end of the day, you bring about entertainment, but also with a message of encouragement and hope for the society out there. Dr. Lux, I believe the final film is The Briefcase of Dr. Lux. What is this all about?
No.
Not that one. What are you doing?
Umlilo.
Do you know Big Naz?
Yes.
You've got a song with Umlilo. Okay. What is this all about before I wrap it up?
Umlilo follows an 18-year-old rugby hopeful from a South African township who is determined to change his life through sport. Haunted by his father's death and surrounded by crime and violence, his world ignites on the morning of his trials when a single violent encounter forces him to fight for survival and the protection of his dreams. So with Umlilo, basically what we're trying to tell is, are you really a product of your environment?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how does that shape you mentally and who you want to be in? And what stops you from getting to those dreams or those external factors that you couldn't control? And if you couldn't control them, then what could you possibly do?
Mm. 100%. And you are the architect of your own destination. When is it happening? What time? Where? Etc.
Yes.
What are the costs?
Okay. We are still in the post-production stage of our film. So we are bringing them together. We're getting excited. We're doing posters, trailers. We are screening our films on the 22nd of November at Boardwalk in the new metro. This is on a Saturday. On a Saturday. We are so excited to share the films because not only is it our year's work and our graduation, but we definitely do want to share a message through our films. We're still working on tickets and ticket prices, but it usually ranges around $30 to $50 per film. So it's not a hefty price, but if you want to find out more about ticket sales and whatnot, you can contact AFDA, or you can contact our or follow our different film pages. Our honors film is The Briefcase of Dr. Lux, the merchant that's selling these potions.
Okay.
You can follow that page on Instagram at Dr. Lux.
So there we go. I'll go with country. For more details, go to AFDA's website, as well as their social media pages for more information. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to our future directors and producers of Algoa Country and to the rest of the world. That's where we're going with this. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.